long-awaited bill in Tunisia allowing men and women to access their inheritance equally is currently being debated by Parliament. If passed, the proposed new law would make Tunisia the first Arab country to legislate on a taboo question, which is said to be regulated in the Quran. Alexandra Bajek reports from Tunis.
Pushed by the Tunisian president in August of last year, in accordance with the 2014 constitution, the equal inheritance law would give women and men an equal share of inheritance. It would also leave the option open to apply the current inheritance rules. Article 21 of the constitution guarantees equality between male and female citizens before the law. But under Islamic law, females get only half of what males receive. Activists and supporters of equality claim that the principle of equality should be applied in inheritance rights, especially as more and more Tunisian women participate in the country's economic and social life. Yusra Frawes, head of the Tunisian Association of Democratic Women, spoke at a mock trial simulation on equality in inheritance in Tunis. She explained why the question is becoming more pressing for women.
First of all, it's a right, and Tunisia endorsed the appropriate anti-discrimination legal instruments, namely the Convention of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. 80% of the active population working in agriculture are women, while just 16% of them own their lands, and only 4% have registered their rights of ownership. Women also contribute to the financial support of the family by 40% of the household budget.
Throughout their lives, women in Tunisia work and ensure the well-being of the family, caring for the children and looking after the parents. Despite that, women are often left financially deprived since they inherit half or even a smaller share of the legacy, whereas the male relatives get the biggest share and the land property on top of it. Feminist militant Maryam Frigga Tangour is among many Tunisian women who has suffered discriminatory inheritance issues. She told her moving experience as victim of exclusion from the legacy.
Mon père, en 1957, il a rédigé un acte de donation au profit de mes deux frères.
In 1957, my father drafted an act of donation for my two brothers and put a clause that would make male children only entitled to inherit. At that time, I was still in my mother's womb and my little sister hadn't even been conceived yet. We, brothers and sisters, were very close to each other. But when the male siblings decided to take up the inheritance, love turned into hatred. We went through a lot of hardship because of this unjust, unequal donation.
The proposed bill for equal inheritance has been met with a mixed response, with liberals welcoming the presidential initiative and conservatives disagreeing on changing inheritance rules, which would contradict Islamic law. The contentious question has divided public opinion across Tunisia and other parts of the Arab region, where gender inequality in inheritance distribution remains unchallenged. Emna bin Meled, a longtime women's activist and psychologist, argued that the real challenge is adapting mentalities in Muslim nations, where women are held back by a male-dominated culture.
Les mentalités sont en retard sur la loi.
The mentality is lagging behind the law. Inequality is part of social norms. Some women are left with no inheritance. Women work for their fathers, their brothers, etc. The challenge lies in changing the mentality. And that's a long-term effort.
Discussion of the divisive draft in Parliament could take a few weeks. The Muslim party Ennahda, which is the largest bloc in Parliament, has publicly rejected the proposal. Passing of the law could set a precedent for Arab women, with Tunisia once again pioneering women's rights in the Arab world. For Radio France International, Alexandre Bajek in Tunis.